The Sun Says to Me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The Sun Says to Me. How often have we looked at the sun just out of the corner of our eye? We very seldom really look at the sun. And, of course, that's an intelligent thing, not to look at the sun. For we could hurt our eyes if we were to stare at the sun. But the sun is always talking to me. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, no matter what I'm up to, the sun is always up to something else and talking to me. The sun shines out of its fiery globe and says, "Good morning, Herb." And I say, "Good morning, Sun. How are you doing today?" "I'm doing just fine, Mr. Sun. Everything's going along beautifully in my world." "Well, that's not really what I mean. How are you doing? Do you think that you're a marvelous being? Do you think you're perfect? Do you think you're one?" "Oh, yes, indeed, Mr. Sun. I think I'm a marvelous person, and everything's going along just beautifully for me." "Well, that's what I really mean when I ask you a question. I don't mean what's going on in your physical world, what's going on in your mental world, what's going on in any world at all. I only mean what's going on in your heart, in your soul. What's going on in your divine self? Are you tuned in to your divine self, Herb?" "Oh, yes, Mr. Sun, I am tuned in to my divine self." "Well, how do you know that, Herb?" "Well, I know that because I feel so good. And every time I do anything, I feel that I'm doing the right thing. Anytime I say anything, I know I'm saying the right thing. And anytime I'm asked a question by anybody in my world, I already know the answer. I know the perfect answer. It may not be the answer they want, but it's a perfect answer for me to give. I already know that. I always do. I know who I am." "Yes, Mr. Sun, I know who I am." "Well, Herb, what sort of things are you planning on doing today?" "Well, Mr. Sun, today I am planning on continuing what I've been doing, but I'm planning on seeing everybody in my world, my pure reflection, because that's what they are. And as I recognize that they are my reflection and I'm seeing them as my reflection, then if there's anything that needs polishing up, anything that needs to be improved a little bit from my point of view, I clean it up within myself." "Oh, you're very wise, Herb. You're very wise. That's where it all starts and finishes. Mr. Sun, how come you're talking to me?" "Well, Herb, how come you're talking to me?" "It's just as interesting that you talk to me, the sun, this orb out in the sky, as I talk to you, one human being on one planet, in this vast array of systems, in this vast array of humanoid planets where people live, such as yourself. Why would I speak just to you?" "Well, son, to tell the truth, I don't think you're just speaking to me. I think you're speaking to everyone who listens." "You got it. I'm speaking to everyone who listens. But how come I hear you say Herb when I hear you talking to me? Good morning, Herb. How come I hear that?" "Because you hear what you want to hear. You hear what you want to hear from the world around you that you've created, and from me, which you have created. Though I may appear to be a sun off in the distant sky, I'm right in your heart. I am a sun that shines like every atom in your body, having infinite power within each atom to accomplish whatever it chooses to accomplish, and each atom does. Each atom is at work far more than we give it credit. But each atom is producing energy, and that energy is not producing it, it is energy, and it's releasing energy. That's more the case. And that energy is what makes up our body. It's what exudes out of our body. And we can think new bodies just by thinking new energy patterns for ourselves. Oh, how about that, Mr. Sun? If we think new energy patterns for ourselves, we can think a new body? How do I go about thinking a new energy pattern for myself, Mr. Sun? How do I do such a thing? Well, Herb, first, you have a thought in mind. You have an idea. You have an ideal. You have, if you will, your original purity and integrity or something else like that. And you concentrate on that. You let that be your only thought. Your only thought. It makes no difference how far out that thought may be or how strange that thought may be or how wonderful that thought may be. You listen to that one thought. And you think about that one thought. You don't try to say what that one thought is going to, in the ultimate, express itself as, but you think of that one thought, such as, I'm whole and perfect. The one thought, such as, every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Now, the simple, absolutely unimportant little thoughts that just are there, and they are true, and so it's really a shoe-in for you to think such thoughts like that. Well, Mr. Sun, what would be a thought that would be rather grand? Well, come on, Herb, you know what the thought is that's rather grand. And the thought is, I am God. Ooh-wee, yeah, mm-hmm. And how about this one, Herb? I'm the sun. Yeah, that's kind of interesting, too. I'm the sun. I'm the moon. I'm the stars. I'm everything that's beautiful. I'm everything that exists in the world. Oh, my goodness sakes. Mr. Sun, you caused me to think. You're causing me to put on my thinking cap and coming up with some interesting ideas. Now, Herb, think about this. You are every person in your world. Yeah. I can conceive that, Mr. Sun. I can conceive that I am every person in the world. And if you are every person in the world, in your mind, in your heart, you have each person in the world be what it is that you delight in, be what it is that you admire, be what it is that you respect. So, Herb, if you will think a thought about your world, that thought already exists. And that idea that you would have bringing forth already exists. And it's up to you to reveal it. Now, how do you reveal it? Well, you're like a person who is in a room that is dark. And you say, my, this room is dark. I wonder what's in this room. And you don't have any idea. And so then you find a light switch. And you turn on the lights, and lo and behold, why, it's a glorious room. It's room with chairs, with all sorts of wonderful hi-fi equipment for listening to beautiful music. It has a beautiful carpet on the floor. It has a warm temperature. It has a beautiful fireplace over in the corner. And look at the lovely paneled walls, making it all so warm and pleasant and friendly. And whatever else you want to create. Now, turn off the light, and whoops, there, everything's gone again. Everything's gone. And then you turn on the light again, and everything is there just like it always was. This is how our thoughts are. When we think a thought and desire something, we are entering a room that is dark. And the moment we turn on the light in that room by saying, "It is done," all of our thoughts are fulfilled right there, beautifully, completely, magnificently, eternally. And so long as we keep the light on in that room, those experiences are ours. But the minute we turn the lights off, the experiences still are ours, but we can't see them, and we are not aware of them. And this is how all of life is. Within each body of each being on earth, or each being in the universe, even me, Mr. Sun, yeah, each body has set itself a purpose that it wants to accomplish, and it goes forth to do that. And those who fulfill the dreams, the desires, the goals they have for themselves, they have said it is done, and the light switch is on, and they see it done. Those who are would-be people, they would have it done, they would be done, they have not yet turned on that inner light. They have not yet said it is done. And in saying it is done, revealed all to them. This is something each of us can do when we're ready. And are you ready? Well, put it in practice today. Have a talk with the sun. Have a talk with the divine in you. And as you have a talk with these beautiful beingnesses, watch the magic and the wonder of who you are express itself perfectly, beautifully, wonderfully now. I love you. I love you. I love you.